All right, well, just coming off the game against the Colts, obviously we're a little bit in desperation mode there at the end, but how would you like to see this offense, I suppose, start this next game against the Titans? How do you approach this next game?
Well, kind of with the same type of urgency that we finished the last one with. You know, we got to find a way to get some points on that first drive of the second half, I think, if you're looking at kind of the some of the issues we've had is just not scoring coming out of halftime. You know, our third quarters have been, I'm not sure what the numbers are, but we've been, it feels like pretty good in the fourth quarter, not great in the second and third. So we got to pick up the scoring at the end of the first half and beginning of the third quarter, and then obviously play better in the red zone.
Aaron, you talked about creativity on offense with moving the pieces. How much do you balance that with sticking to what you know as far as maybe the best approach for this team?
Well, I mean, I think that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to add creativity with base concepts and do what you do best, but give it a different look every time. We've been doing a good job of moving some guys around. I mean, it's been a necessity because, you know, the injuries that we've had, but, you know, we just got to execute a little bit better.
You divide your season into quarters a lot, and this third quarter starts with so much on the road. What's the mindset going into this part of your season?
Well, it's one game at a time. You know, it's an important part of our season. Obviously, because of our record, where we're at in the division, but also, you know, we got November and December football, which is where you you really figure out where you're slotted there coming down the stretch. So we got to make sure that we're putting ourselves in a position to be in the conversation. It starts with this week, and we're not going to look past any team moving forward. We're going to start better and hopefully start this week and go on a run.
So how crucial is it to win on Sunday? Is it a must-win game?
I've never liked that term. World War II was a must-win. Football is football. It's an important one, but it's just the next one.
Aaron, why do you think there has been struggles in the third quarter?
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. We haven't put together the drives to put the ball in the end zone.
What did you think you were getting from Jared before the ankle, and what do you think he can do when he returns?
Well, a big body that can go down the middle. I mean, he's athletic. He has great speed. So just a you know big body run down the middle, and he's also good at the point of attack, a good blocker, has good agility with the ball in his hand, and we're looking forward to getting him back out there at some point.
Aaron, are teams defending Jordy similar to the way they did in 2014?
We saw a lot more two-shell, I think, at times early in that season. The league is really after the Seattle Super Bowl a few years back. The league has gotten to more of a one-high approach with a lot of teams. Obviously, that coaching tree has a couple head coaches now in various positions. But you're seeing more teams looking to get personnel in the same style, and there's been more one-high lead coverages than maybe when I first got in the league, and it was more of the Dungy tree where you had a lot more teams with their base defense being a two-high show.
So how do you combat the one-high then? What's the best way to beat one-high?
Win the one-on-one matchups.
Ty Montgomery wears 88, but Mike McCarthy made a point of pointing out today he's 225 pounds. He's really good in pass protection, blitz pickup. Has he really thrived in that new role as a running back?
I think he's done really well. I think it's a small sample size at this point, but yeah, I'm really proud of the way that he's approached his switch there, and he's a weapon for us back there. The more that we can give him the ball, you know, double digits, and then allow him to be in the passing game, picking up blitzes, you know, it's just going to help him and his development. I think, you know, related to that, I got to give a lot of credit to Aaron Ripkowski. I think he's come on the last 3 or 4 weeks and done a great job for us. His approach has been great. And most importantly, his performance has been really solid for us.
I've heard, like, Don Jackson will come to you on Saturday nights before the game. You've had several players back there in the backfield, changes in the perimeter. How stressful has this been, year been for either you or your offense with the changes of those skilled players?
Well, no more than any other year. The stress is the stress. It's present all the time in this game, and you learn to balance it and deal with it in a way where you can channel it into a positive. And those guys have been great. Saturday nights has been definitely some hangout time in the room, going through the plan and the responsibilities. Had at least two guys in there every week, and it's great. You know, I love spending time with those guys and getting them to a point where they feel great and ready to play, and we'll keep on doing it as long as we need to.
Given your feelings after Sunday's game, what you had to say about the energy, is things to improve on, anything that you said or did this week with your teammates, individual players, team as a whole, to kind of right the ship, so to speak?
Nothing I would tell you guys.
Aaron, you obviously have a connection to Jordy from over the years. There's times he made that touchdown catch when he's covered and you trusted him to make the play. What's the fine line there between, there's times when you do feel like he's covered and it doesn't work out. What's the fine line there that you decide, you know, when you can throw it to him and get it done?
It's really trust. You know, it's based on a lot of reps over the years in game situations, and then a lot of things we've done in practice and talk about. You know, we just have a lot of faith in each other that if he gets to a spot, the ball is going to be where it needs to be. And so, you know, on free plays over the years, he's got a lot of touchdowns and big plays for us. So often look to him. In that situation, a lot of times, depending on where the snap is, that's where your eyes kind of go first. So I look right and knew I had him outside left. And then naturally just came back to him and gave him a chance, and he made a great play for us. But that goes back that we've done that a lot of times. He's got a number of those free play, explosive gains and touchdowns for us.
Is he back to what you expected, what you thought he would be coming back off that major injury?
I mean, I think he's playing really well. I mean, he's doing a good job for us. And, you know, he's a guy you can count on, and that's what he's been his entire career for us.
Aaron, Mike tried to walk back a little bit. Questions about energy from last Sunday. What kind of energy do you expect your team to come out with? Why would you, whatever you think, why do you think that?
I didn't hear the last part, Jason.
However you think that energy will be, why do you think it will be?
I expect everybody to come ready to play and prepared and excited about it. You know, we just need to weather, I think, some of the ups and downs a little bit better. Obviously not the way you want to start a game with a kickoff return for a touchdown, but we need to weather that a little bit better this week, all of us. And it'll start with me, and I'll make sure that our guys are ready to play and we're enthusiastic about it and fired up to be out there, because it's a great opportunity and a great privilege to do what we do, and we're not going to take it for granted.
Aaron, how different is it to play against a traditional four-man rush versus maybe a three-man in the spy, which teams have been doing a lot lately?
Well, the three-man in the spy, you know, gives you a little extra time. So you have a little bit more comfort when it's just three guys, because we can double-team two of them. Obviously, the spy depends on how aggressive those guys are at times. They've been kind of mirroring, and some teams will really fire that guy when they feel like there's an opening. But, four-man rush, it's about, for the rush guys, it's about lane discipline. And, you know, I've been able to maneuver the pocket fairly well over my time. And, you know, when guys lose their lane integrity, it can often lead to big plays.
Aaron, I know you're in the heart of your season, but I was just wondering, like the rest of us or many Americans, were you watching the election results come in last night? Your thought on that process and, I guess, how everything turned out?
100%. I mean, that's why I'm so tired today. I went out and voted, and I knew it was going to be a historic night. Either way, you have an outsider winning or the first woman to be president. So I thought it was an important night for our country. And you know, I think really a message to the establishment, if you're looking at it from an objective point of view, I hope as a country we can now come together and work a little better with each other. Obviously, there's some people who are rightfully so worried about the direction of the country now, but I think it's an important time for us that we come together and figure out how to work with each other.
With that said, how important is something like Sunday for people, like to kind of go back to sports and as a form of entertainment and to forget maybe a little bit of what happened this week?
Well, I think it's great. I think that's what sports can do. It doesn't erase, anything that's big events that have happened, but I think when you saw President Bush throw out the first pitch after 9/11, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't
that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just remember that was a powerful time for our country to say, we're moving on, we're getting past this, and sports can do that for you at times. But, as a country, you saw last night, you know, there wasn't a 50% majority winner. It's a two-party system. There's binary systems that are built up in this country all over the place to divide us, and I think it's important, especially in this time following an election, that we, you know, learn how to work with each other, and if sports can bring people together and break down the initial barriers. Obviously, it's on a way different scale. You're talking about running a country compared to, you know, providing entertainment for people. But, you know, we love the opportunity to do what we do and inspire people. And I hope we can all move forward together and get this thing going in the right direction.
So what time did you go?
Two more.
It was late. It was really late.
Would you ever run for anything?
I'm just trying to play football right now.
Saw someone tweeted at you that they wrote you in.
Yeah, I just want to thank all the voters out there who did vote for me. I know for some people it's between me and Harambe. I think I finished second in that vote, but I retweeted that for Jordy because somebody had sent me Jordy for president and me for vice president. So just wanted him to know it was 1-1. Somebody put me at president and him at vice.